Proclamation number 7331, dated the April 10th, 1959. God's exceptional help after the natural disaster. There will be indescribable chaos amongst people after I have spoken through the forces of nature, for they all will fear that the event might repeat itself and thus lie restlessly and afraid amid the ruins caused by the elements of nature and yet due to my will, which had expressed itself therein. People will have to go through an appalling time, a time which was hardly ever experienced by people inhabiting this earth. Yet it is the time of the end when everything takes place to an exceptional extent in order to still awaken people. But again, even the natural disaster will only make a few people think, whereas the majority of people will indignantly dismiss every belief in a God and Creator who allows such destructions to happen as can be seen by everyone. Yet no one considers his own behavior or how he should behave before God, before me, to whom they had merely paid lip service without, however, having a living faith in me or having made contact with me. And only a few will then turn to me in their great distress, but these few will also visibly get a taste of my help. I will so obviously support them that it will strengthen their faith in a power which holds their destiny in the palm of its hand. Everything only happens in order to let people find the bond with me, but only ever a few will derive a blessing from the forthcoming event, for humanity is already too enslaved by my adversary to turn to me and appeal for my help. And therefore I cannot reveal myself to them either. But I will most certainly do so with those who subsequently take refuge with me in their adversity. The severity of suffering will let many pray more sincerely, which makes the fulfillment of their prayers much easier for me, because their belief in a God capable of help is evident and because they will then so beseech me that I will truly come to help them in their distress. And then my servants will have ample opportunity to convey my word to the people, who will so hungrily accept it as will rarely be found. The disbelievers, however, will be filled by even more hatred than before towards the preachers of my word as well as towards those who visibly experience my help. But they will not allow themselves to be converted. Instead they uncondemned will merely testify to their affiliation with my adversary and will clearly resist me in my love, which also wants to win them over but cannot get through to them. There will be much adversity and yet, it will not be hopeless, because I can always be approached in prayer with a request to improve matters and because I will grant a true prayer in order to reveal myself to those who are not entirely enslaved by my adversary. But it is to be left up to people to call upon me, and therefore everything has to happen within a natural framework, yet easily perceptible to people who still harbor a glimmer of faith and to whom I will reveal myself so that their faith will not be lost but gain in strength and intensity. The occasion is ahead of you and cannot be prevented by you since you yourselves don't endeavor to make the effort to change your ways and sense. Due to your disposition and activities, you will bring the time to fruition. Because you yourselves will hasten the end as a result of your attitude and because the time is fulfilled which you were granted for the maturing of your souls. Amen.